Good afternoon, Prince Mangosuthu Buthelezi.
Either to our youth or to South Africa this year, what would you like to see happen, changes, or what message do you have for them?
My message that hope is the only thing that sustained us during the most difficult times in this country, even at the height of apartheid. So I say to the people of South Africa, in spite of all the things that are wrong, let's not abandon hope, and that therefore we should not give up, and that we know that all of us, most of us are religious, and we believe that God is on the throne.
I've got one more question for you, which has got nothing to do with politics or radio. I want to know, what are you doing because you're still looking so young? What are you doing because you're still looking so young?
But how can someone so young flatter an old man?
Not flattery at all. But I think you've taken very good care of yourself.
I am surprised because I've been diabetic for more than 40 years, you know. But an Indian doctor in Durban who is late now, a friend of mine, helped me, Dr. Ibrahim Aswad. He actually put me on diet and he took my blood and he said that actually my pancreas still produced insulin and there was no need for putting insulin into my body. So since then, I've never looked back.
I'm so glad to hear you on a good night. I promise you, I was expecting to see a much older person. So yes, you surprised me. Pleasure talking to you and thank you for your time on behalf of East Coast Radio.
It was very good to see East Coast Radio here among the media, and I'm very pleased that many listeners are also here, and I expect them to be here next year.
Definitely. Thank you so much.